Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. California police agencies should routinely review officers' social media, cell phones, and computers for racist, bigoted, and other offensive content that contributes to disproportionate police stops of black people. That's according to a state advisory board, as KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
The controversial recommendation comes from community and law enforcement representatives who analyzed nearly 4 million vehicle and pedestrian stops by California's 15 largest law enforcement agencies in 2019. The Racial and Identity Profiling Advisory Board report was unveiled amid calls to defund police and promises from state lawmakers to renew efforts to strip badges from bad officers, make more police misconduct reports public, and allow community groups to handle mental health and drug calls where police powers may not be needed. In its annual report, the board said people who were perceived as black were more than twice as likely to be stopped as their percentage of the population would suggest. Black people also had the highest proportion of their stops for reasonable suspicion, while the most common reason for stops of people of all races was traffic violations. Reform efforts have often focused on increasing training to make officers aware of how their implicit or unconscious bias may affect their interactions. Starting this year, a new law also requires agencies to screen job applicants for implicit and explicit biases. The board recommended that agencies review employees' social media posts and routinely check officers' department-issued cell phones and computers to make sure they aren't showing racist or other problematic behavior. The report's data is little changed from a year ago, when stops involving the state's 8 largest agencies were studied for the second half of 2018. That's before the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis and other police killings of primarily black and Latino men that sparked nationwide protests and reform efforts last year. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
Congress will meet in a joint session today to count the nation's Electoral College votes. Dozens of Republicans, including one California congressman, says they plan to object to Joe Biden's victory. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Republican Representative Mike Garcia says he'll object to electoral votes from 6 swing states and is calling for a full election audit in those states. But experts say there's no legal path forward for this effort. Garcia recently won re-election to his Santa Clarita seat by fewer than 400 votes.
I think it's particularly interesting that Representative Garcia is doing this when he just squeaked by in his election.
Rick Hassan is a law and political science professor at UC Irvine.
He obviously thinks that his path to re-election is keeping Trump Republicans happy.
It's unclear how many other California Republicans will go along with the effort. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he supports it. But at least one, Tom McClintock of Elk Grove, says while he's suspicious of the presidential results, he opposes plans to question states' electoral votes. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Because of COVID-19, Alameda County has asked the federal government to delay their homeless population count this year. KLW's Carla Estevez has the story.
Every 2 years, counties across the U.S. have to carry out a big survey known as the Point in Time Count. It's a federally mandated count that seeks to find if the number of unhoused residents is rising, and by how much. The count determines how much federal assistance counties get for homeless services. Alameda County's point-in-time count was scheduled to take place again this month. There would usually be about 500 volunteers who fan out around Oakland, Berkeley, and other cities on a single night. But count organizers worried about the risks of spreading COVID-19 in the process. So Alameda is the latest to join at least 16 other counties in California that are asking the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, to delay the 2021 count. HUD is expected to approve requests and has promised not to withhold funds if counties ask to forgo the count this year. In 2019, 8,000 people were experiencing homelessness in Alameda County. Homeless advocates fear with the pandemic, that number has only gotten bigger. In Oakland, I'm Carla Estevez, KALW News.
A 31-year-old man accused of stealing a lemur from the San Francisco Zoo last year has been ordered to be released from custody, but he's also been told to stay away from the zoo. Corey McGilloway made his first court appearance on Tuesday, yesterday, after he was arrested back in October for the theft of Maki the lemur. The 21-year-old male lemur was discovered missing in October. A day later, Maki was spotted a few miles south of San Francisco. The animal was in good health. The judge ordered McGilloway to follow probation terms he'd received in a separate case as he awaits trial on burglary, grand theft, and vandalism charges. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, a chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s to the lower 60s, northerly winds up to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon.